Yeah, what?
Swatted, SAO yeah. It stands for Sword Art Online. It's an anime. Oh, okay. It's also a manga. Oh, my
There's
God.
Also okay. Log Horizon.
I want that to be developed. Hack. I want that to be developed.
Sword Art? Yeah. Into
I want Sword Art to be awesome. Developed. I'm but sure. not into just a straight video game. I want the actual gear yeah. to be developed. Yeah. Dive gear. Yeah. I want to play Sword Art Online.
That would be pretty epic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Peter Pixie, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr. Hoover. What I do know is he's nonviolent. What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just gonna have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Summer it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
People actually say they're going to kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
We build the path as we came, rock by rock.
His cell is probably bugged.
It probably is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people. The people. The people.
The people.
The people.
The people.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory. 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 Hallelujah.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the motion picture Selma. And with Jonathan here, we'll let him take it away.
Hey, guys, how's it going? We are going to be talking about Selma today. The first thing that I kind of wanted to say was this movie was, in better terms, a flop.
Let's start out positive right. here.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the movie's about.
It's named Selma. That's it.
Yeah. The budget.
Tell us more, Jonathan.
The budget to this movie was $20 million. And opening night, they only made $633,000 on there.
But you figure in these type of films, yeah. when you read what it's about, yeah, people will kind of understand. Because these type of films isn't.
Well,
normally
it's a horror story.
It's a horror story.
No. It's a,
well, it kind of could be in a way.
In a way, it could be.
In a way, it could be.
It's a historical story that stars Martin Luther King. And what it
but
does.
No,
they
no,
rose
no.
him from the dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
That's not true. That's not true. Say the
they
word.
They might have. He was a zombie Martin Luther King.
That's not
Junior,
true.
That, Junior specifically.
Yeah. Junior.
Not his
okay. Anyway,
let's
so,
let Jonathan read the back for us. Let it go for it, Jonathan.
The unforgettable true story chronicles the tumultuous, I know I butchered up that word, 3 month period, thank you, in 1965 when Dr. Martin Luther King led a dangerous campaign to secure equal voting rights in the face of violent opposition. The epic march from Selma to Montgomery culminated, I cannot speak tonight, in President Johnson's signing in the voting rights of 1965, one of the most significant victories for the civil rights movement.
I thought you were about to say Civil War.
Yes, like, for, for the Civil Wars movement. Yes, ma'am. The director on this was Avery Duvall.
That's not right.
Ava. Sorry, Ava. DuVernay. And the writer was Paul Reb. And the actors' names are just as difficult as to pronounce. Dr. Martin Luther's King's name. And I practiced this before I even started this.
It's okay, man. It's okay. Just roll with it.
Yep. David Oyelowo.
Who was that?
David. He played Martin Luther King Jr.
Thanks.
And
the Reverend Doctor.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the non-Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And Carmen E. Jurgo.
That's not right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not right, but oh well. Played his wife, like Coretta Scott King. So, yeah.
That was solid. Anyway.
Okay, so I haven't been here for a while.
A while.
So
rusty.
These guys are teasing me a little bit. I've got my tin heart, you know, heartless moments here, so. Right.
So what's Selma about, Jonathan?
He just read that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You tell me. I just read it.
She's Louise. But I'll agree with you, Jonathan. Yeah. It was kind of a flop.
A 40th of the price.
Yeah.
40th.
They did make up their grosses. I mean, they made their money.
Some of the plots in the movie I thought were kind of questionable. I mean, like there was, and I'm waiting for Lenny to bring it up because he brought it up already at one point when we first started talking about this.
You can go ahead and bring it up, and I'll cover off you.
The whole thing about the whole sex scandal between.
Well, we're jumping to the middle of the movie. Yeah. Here.
I think that's the most interesting thing to talk about. That's what I wanted to talk
about.
The
opening sets the tone of the whole.
Yeah, it does.
To me. Even when, because it starts out with these little children going to church. They were probably done with Sunday school or something, going down the stairwell, and there was a bombing that killed him.
But that wasn't in Selma, right?
That was the very first beginning.
That's what started the ball.
It kind of just jolted you right there. Okay. Was that one of those?
Well, what actually happened? I mean, that wasn't the start of anything. That was just another long series of violent events in the 50s and 60s in Selma.
That just started the movie
for the film. But okay, and then the first thing that I think that really that set the tone, and then the first thing that really set the kind of narration, if you will, of the film was the performance by Oprah Winfrey, which I thought was a really good performance, where she goes in and she attempts to register to vote.
Right.
Compared to how easy it is now.
It's just so hard for me to see Oprah as anything but Oprah.
Yeah.
That is kind of difficult for some people, but if you can get by that, she's a really good actor.
You know, you're expecting her.
She started out as an actor.
Yeah.
And I really think that.
She started out as a newscaster.
Well, but
she
did acting before she had her own, like, show and everything, before she got real big.
I'm not sure.
She might have had a stint.
She's got a long career.
I know she started out as a local newscaster.
I didn't follow Oprah.
She's only the most rich woman in the world.
Yeah. There's no reason for you to look up to her anyway. Don't model after anything she's done.
Well, it's not that I hate her. I just...
Man.
Well, it's kind of past your time frame because Oprah was really
big. She was real big when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody watched it.
Her talk show and everything.
She was really...
But you were in school. You didn't really watch them.
I was
able to watch quite a few of her shows because if I was at home and nothing
else. She was one of the best.
The only time that I watched her was like, oh, you look under your chair. You got this.
That was later on when she got her money.
Just like,
that's
every
all
time,
Ellen does.
Every time
Ellen
I think
tells jokes and gives shit away. I mean, it's great. I'd love to go on that show. She's
not
funny.
Not literally, but
not yet. But she gives stuff away, things, but a lot of things. And I would really love to go on her show at Christmas. That's got to be expensive.
Yeah. Drew.
Just to cover what they're going to give you for walking in the door, I'm sure they had to charge a pretty penny.
Yeah. But Selma, this is one that they wanted to be made because this was kind of like the beginning of the civil rights movement, and it wasn't really covered a lot in history classes. You know, most of the attention is driven towards the I Want a Dream speech with Martin Luther King Jr. And that's kind of at the...
That's not right.
That's why I thought that's, this was that
speech. No, I mean it's I Had a Dream, but right, whatever.
Whatever.
Oh. But I Want a Dream, but this stupid Paxil's blocking it.
But that was more later on in the movement where nothing was really done within the very first.
Yeah, I thought this
and was... That's why they wanted to bring attention to it.
Well, I thought this was a weird topic. I think that also might have been a reason why it didn't do so well.
Controversial King.
Well, but
interpretation as well.
Comparing this incident to the I have a dream incident,
I think that... Oh, go ahead.
What will people instantly be like, oh, might I know about that. Yeah. Oh, I'll go to that. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. That's worth a Google. Really, you know, so.
I think that they've made such, when they talk Martin Luther King, they think of his whole speech, I have a dream, or I had a dream, or I'm not sure what
I think it is.
I have a dream. I think that they focus on that so much that they don't focus on some of his other achievements.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they wanted to do with this movie. They wanted to focus on some of his other achievements that he made.
I tell you what, I really like. There's a funeral scene in this that he and I really. That was like the only speech I liked in this whole thing.
Right.
Was that one.
And the way that they ended the movie, I mean, they ended the movie with the I Have a Dream speech anyway. So, I mean, they still kind of highlighted it. One of the things that I really liked about this movie was one of the songs that they played out through the whole movie. And I'm not thinking of what it's called right now, but I really liked that
Sing
song.
It.
What? I can't think of it right
Sing
now.
Sing it.
No.
Just beatbox it.
Sing it.
really?
I got you.
Because there's some singing in it and then there's some rapping in it. I can't think of the song right now. Let's see.
Search.
I'm gonna have to look at it.
But yeah, I thought
you guys keep talking.
Oh no, I thought the story itself is very interesting. I thought the actors did a good job. It's just for me it was a little slow.
It was a little slow, yeah.
And that's what did it. Like, I had to watch this in my history class, and then I watched it again with Dad and Logan. And both times, I felt...
Listen to her saying she had to watch a movie in school. Like, that's... You know, like, I just saw a thing on Facebook where, like, it showed the little stand with the TV on it. And it's like, if you go into school in class and you see that, you're like, yes!
Glory.
Because you know you're
going to...
Glory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They played that song throughout the whole movie,
and then they had it in
credits. Yeah. And I love that song. That was to me. That was one of the better parts of the movie.
But both times I watched it, I ended up falling asleep at parts. I think for Dad. But the thing is that, and that's not.
And that's fine. It is kind of a sleeper.
But it's a slow one. And when I watched it in class. It was dark in the room. Yeah. The blinds were shut, and he had it turned up enough to where you could hear them mumbling, but not actually talking.
That's because that happens when, like, the teachers want to take a nap. That's
right.
When you watch the shows.
Exactly.
Well, so does the class. But that's the thing is that the color scheme of the whole thing was really grim.
Well,
it was very, you know.
It was washed out, kind of.
Yeah, I thought it kind of helped a little bit with the error back then, a little
well,
bit.
Well, it did help.
Yeah.
It did help get the mood of this isn't a great thing we're going through. This the oppression, but with that plus the slowness of the plot,
right?
I struggled.
I think that the thing that you probably were annoyed by. And I know I'm not saying that it made it super action-packed for me because I'm not weird. It was kind of slow, but I don't know. I had time to watch it that day, I guess. Martin Luther King, in a lot of ways, is... And I was trying to get into this with Jonathan, but we somehow got off this subject.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, he's put on such a pedestal, like he wasn't even a human being.
Right.
And I think one of the things this movie tried to do was at least... And I think it did it very well in the slow parts where we might have been sleeping a little bit through... was showing that he was a regular person, that he had a regular dream, that he didn't have a weird dream. He didn't have a dream that he shouldn't have had. And I think that that's what they were trying to show, is that it wasn't just him, this radical in the 60s, saying, hey, we're the same, we should all drink out of the same water fountains. It was like a real problem and struggle for real everyday
people. And I like that, and they showed that very well with the... with the scandal the government tried to to create, you know,
and they never really clarified that. That's what we're going back to, that's what we were trying to talk about.
That was something that I had never heard about.
Right.
And I asked, I came in after watching the movie and asked Richard straight up, have you heard about this, scandal?
Tell him what it is,
Larry. I was in here when that happened. So if you want to go ahead and...
Okay. There is a CIA. I don't even know if it's the CIA
or FBI.
It's definitely FBI.
It's government.
It's definitely FBI because it's Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover wants to hang Martin Luther King up on a pole. So he does everything he can, and it showcases a lot in that movie. It's pretty common knowledge that he did that. But one of the things I guess he did was he sent explicit phone calls to Coretta Scott King when sometimes when Martin Luther King was gone on the road and sometimes when he was there, and tried to, and men called from the FBI, obviously, claiming to have information that he was unfaithful to his wife. Mm-hmm. And this was something that I don't know that, to me, it was shocking because I never even heard it. And it was like, you know, it throughout the movie, the way they portrayed it, it was very dark. It was almost like it could have been true. The way, you know, I guess it's because no one really knows if it was true or
not. But I think, for me, it wasn't true, because when Martin and his wife were discussing it, you know, she played it for him, and he said, do you believe in all this? And she said, no, because that's not your voice. Like, she knows him so well, that was and so that for me confirmed that it was
I believe that she knew that the misinformation was misinformation, that the FBI was being the FBI, being what I would consider the CIA or the fifth column or whatever. But what I'm saying is, like,
the CIA to the fifth column.
So it's pretty good comparison. But what it seemed like the movie was alluding to, I think that it was just trying to humanize him, trying to not give him a black eye. And it was very vague, and it never really, all it did was she said, no, I don't believe it,
and
they squashed it.
Yeah. Well, that was for me. Listen, see, I kind of had the opposite deal. Like, you know, when we reviewed A Good Way to Die, I was like, I want some more depth in these, you know, like pick a.
You wanted a little more action more.
Not action, but I wanted them to go a bit more into detail. Depth with that. Because to me, it was kind of like, well,
the thing is, I don't think they wanted to go into depth with that, because they don't know. Yeah. All there ever could have been was a rumor, because Coretta Scott King never said.
Is this historical fiction, I assume?
No,
or just it's straight fact up. Based.
It's historical fact based.
This is a historical film. It's based on a true story. They only added ad-libbed where they had to, and that conversation between Coretta Scott King and Martin Luther King was ad-libbed. And so I think that they just were like, be respectful, but let's put it out there. Let's leave it in the realm of possibility, because that it shows that he was a real man, and I think that that's really important to not because what he did, you know, is a very human thing. And a lot of times people separate him as if he was some sort of saint or deity. No, he was a man, and he was living in a time where there needed to be change, and he changed it, and he lost his life for it. So it was, it was something to appreciate. He had a life, he had a wife, he had children, and they did matter, and he was a loving, passionate person.
Mm-hmm. When you first brought it up to Richard and me, you got me thinking about it. I was like, did they make this just for the movie, or did this actually happen?
And so after did they call for saying that he was having an affair anyways?
To try to discredit him.
To get people... I think they were trying to get people to watch it.
I'm talking about the hypothetical them calling with all that.
Well, because the government was trying to discredit him. That is fact.
Maybe
they did stuff like that to him.
They wanted to voicemails, whatever, but... the people calling to say we have evidence he's cheating on you.
They wanted to make him look bad.
Because if Coretta Scott King divorced or left him, that would make him look bad.
That would discredit
him.
Needed.
They and that's what they wanted to do was to discredit him.
Were you wondering where they came from?
No, I'm wondering
why they would bother.
Why the FBI would have an excuse to call them. Maybe concerned citizen, but
no, they're just FBI. Being dicks.
Well, that's especially back then, they didn't need an excuse. They just wanted to do it.
True, but that just gives it away that they're trying to do something that's not really.
Yeah. So you would.
So it's basically saying, you know, all these calls that you're getting are completely fake.
Yeah, I see listen what you're saying.
Us. Listen to us. Listen to us.
So what, Jonathan?
Back then, you know, a man of color was not looked upon. You know. So when he was trying to
roll with it.
Get these rights, then he was setting off all these people, and that's why they were coming up with all these accusations and stuff like that, because he was stepping on toes that he wasn't supposed to be stepping on.
I found it interesting
them trying to do it through that sexy voicemail stuff, but it's the FBI personally calling the wife to say we've got proof of this. That's pretty much saying, you know, all those things were fake.
And she didn't believe them in the film, at least.
Yeah. But in all the FBI and the government, though, that is seen as an authority figure. So more times than not, a person is going to say, well, maybe there's something to this.
And also, it didn't matter if she didn't believe it, because it wore on her. And that's what they wanted. Yeah. And that's what she portrayed in the movie, that it was wearing out their relationship. He was gone. It would have been possible for him to do these things. He was always somewhere else with a bunch of women that revered him. And there were many men that were in those positions of power that would have taken advantage of it.
I thought it was...
Here's my question. Here's why I think it's such a reviewable topic, and probably the most reviewable topic of this movie. Does it change? Does it change anything about him, about what he did? I mean, that's like... Because to some people it would.
Yeah, to some it would. Because look at what's happening today. You
know, yeah.
You're going to be discredited.
To me it doesn't.
With politicians, they could do it.
He was a politician. I mean, not in the central aspect.
But I'm saying with politicians.
But he had political agendas.
With politicians today.
He was trying to change laws. He was a politician.
You see governors, whoever, they could literally cure cancer. But if a sex scandal came out about them, which it oftentimes does, their reputation's in the gutter.
Yeah, and it's weird, though. I think sometimes those scandals are very opportune. Does anybody remember something called Whitewater?
Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
Richard remembers it.
That'd be about the only one, probably. Yeah.
So a certain young lady who was married to Bill Clinton was involved in a very nasty property scandal in Arkansas, talking about inside trading, illegal stuff, go-to-jail stuff. And everyone was looking. All of a sudden, Linda Tripp shows up with this nasty dress, or was it Paula Jones? Whoever it was, shows up with this dress of Monica Lewinsky's. And no one can remember Whitewater. They're like, what? Whitewater? Clinton did this. No, the other Clinton, his wife.
But she was
the criminal. You know?
Dang it, what was I going to say?
Or they thought she was a criminal.
Oh, going back on the film, I thought the most interesting part to me, well, first off, I want to say my favorite actor in there, which I don't know the name of. I don't know his name because I don't know actors very well. But was the mayor of Alabama?
The mayor.
Oh my
Stevens?
Gosh!
I don't know his name. I can see him, but I can't think.
I like him in general. I've seen him in other things.
Do you remember the name?
Especially in the. I just know he's
character?
The mayor of Alabama because I fell asleep.
Governor.
The governor. Of Alabama. I'm sorry. I just know I fell asleep.
He is not on here.
Oh man, that's sad. But
Register Ann Lee Cooper, President Secretary Andrew Young. I think it was Adley.
It'd probably be
Stevens.
On a longer list, but I have a preview.
Governor Stevens, right? Was the governor, the little governor in the schoolhouse door?
Maybe
they got the big switcheroo.
But anyway, but I've seen him in other stuff, and especially in
Wallace. It was George Wallace. That's who it was.
I really like him. Anyways, what my big topic was, the scandal if. Scandal was kind of the big thing. To me, the big thing was the lack of trust and deceit between Martin and the president.
Yeah,
and just the federal government.
No, but I mean, like, as far as the question goes, I mean, I'm not saying it was the, I just think it's the most interesting question I can raise.
No, I know.
Like,
I,
answer the question.
Saying,
does it change your opinion of Martin Luther King
I'm
if he had an affair on his wife?
To me, it does.
For me watching this, I
answer
hooked,
the question.
Oh, no, I don't care. for me watching this movie, I hooked more into that relationship. Yeah. Him with the president, you know.
Well, and
because it spoke volumes not about Martin Luther. I don't know. I got kind of bored of Martin Luther. But it spoke more about the government.
Now that I'm thinking about it, and, you know, I just started thinking about it when Logan brought up the question about the whole CIA thing.
It was the FBI, I guess.
Or the FBI, CIA, whatever those.
It was Hoover. So it was J. Edgar right. Hoover. So who played Hoover?
I'm wondering if the president didn't have anything to do with starting those accusations and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because he gave them permission.
Yeah, because he has, you know, well, authority.
It directly shows J. Edgar Hoover in the president's office
saying,
and the president saying, "Go
it.
Ahead and do it."
Yeah,
it literally showed that in the movie. So,
but I'm just saying, I'm trying to
and that
come
stuff,
up with
that stuff is fact. We know that the government and J. Edgar Hoover.
What, right. Jonathan?
I was just trying to bring up a solid argument to go with what Logan was arguing about. So that's what I was just thinking about.
True. My argument was the FBI calling them to do the thing.
True.
Heated calls, that sexy voicemails, those perfectly valid tactic. The rest of
it
just kind of ruined the lie.
But for me, it shows this movie didn't make me want to go research Martin Luther King. It didn't want to make me research civil rights. It made me want to research presidencies.
Right.
And because to me, I'm very intrigued by that two-faced, you know,
conspiracy
government
theorists.
Conspiracy. Yeah. Yeah, I love conspiracies. Oh,
some
so
of them
fun.
Are true. Some of them aren't.
I
some
actually
of them are true.
You never know. That's why they're
which.
Called conspiracy theories.
No,
you don't
no
know.
One ever like commented
until they're proven
on, but whatever.
Nobody commented on what, Lenny?
Well, I said that I thought that in my opinion, he was wrong that those weren't useless or counterproductive, and they
what
were pretty
it?
Much factful because they did strain his relationship.
It did,
and that was the I think one of the main features of the film. Was the strained
been.
Relationship between Coretta Scott Key and
even,
Martin Luther King.
Even though she knew those calls were fake,
she still...
Who's
she,
to say that he's not doing
exactly.
it?
True, exactly.
True. Exactly. The FBI actually calling personally
and the thing
probably
is,
hurt the lie at least.
She doesn't come off as being like, oh, don't worry, MLK. I believe you.
Right.
Don't worry about those sweatbacks.
Because...
Like, she was... legitimately concerned in the movie
she
about
cannot.
This stuff.
She wasn't a very go with the flow like stand by.
Oh no,
man.
True.
Keep
but
going.
The actors in this, I thought, did a really good job.
Yeah,
portraying that.
Even Oprah Winfrey,
she did a really good job. And going back to that, you know, to me, that type of stuff, I try to look at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm. To me,
and I think that's what kind of is. Elevates Martin Luther King is because of what he accomplished and in such a short time.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one other figure that's in this that I Googled real fast, and that's Senator John Lewis. He's also a prominent character. Maybe not a prominent character, but he is a character within this movie because he was part of that march to Selma. You know, that culminated the civil rights. You know, he eventually became a senator for the state of Alabama. So, you know, it shows that even though we have a dark history, very dark, not even just going back that far, but going back even further from when we took this land. Basically.
The world's most modern cavemen, seriously.
So it tries to show where good can come out of this. Even though we're still struggling today, good can come out of this at some point. It's just hard to see sometimes.
There's one thing that I kind of wanted to on a final note, I wanted to say that during the march, it wasn't
not on the
just,
final note.
What,
go ahead.
Well,
we're gonna have some more notes. You don't get
going,
the last
on
note.
The march. What
there was like seven
on,
more
on
notes.
The march. Like
maybe
it wasn't just a combination of colored people.
No.
There was a bunch of I don't know how to say this without
white.
Saying
you can say white. Yeah, that's okay.
I don't think Caucasian. Color. I don't think colored is.
Go for it.
Very okay. Kosher.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's okay.
But that's more okay than some things.
Yeah,
that's more okay than a lot of things. But I think that's probably
the safest you can get is African American.
Not really anymore.
I said the safest.
What? Not really. Because some people prefer black because they're like, I'm not
bulletproof.
From Africa. Yeah, there's no safe.
Go back to your march, John.
When you're being a racist, there's no safe.
I just thought that the combination of, you know, there wasn't very many white people marching with them.
But there was
some white people marching with them. And I thought that was a good thing to show in this movie.
Well, and they were also, they definitely weren't from that specific town.
Right.
No.
But I'm saying,
but you get Martin, what I'm saying.
Well, no, this is a point because Martin sent out a request, not a, you have to do this. He sent out a request and just asking priests, parishioners, you know, the general public, anybody who wants to march with us.
Yeah, not people from his movement.
No matter what race, no matter what occupation, no matter where you're from, whatever. If you want to come march with us, if you're a human, you know, he played to their emotions, obviously, come on down. And the turnout he had, I thought, was amazing.
Yeah.
I think the fact that, you know, reached them so, impacted them so much to come back down from, like, Wisconsin and California and, you know, all over the nation. I really like that part, but for me, another weird part in the film was when they brought in Malcolm X, and not because I don't like Malcolm X. I think he's a really, really cool part of of that era and that movement, but the way they worked with him in the film was very strange. Like, to me, if somebody had no idea about all of this going in, I don't think they would have gotten a clear idea of who Malcolm X was.
Yeah, they never actually show Malcolm X speaking
in the film. They
skip right past it.
They don't show his aggression and the exact, you know, his way of.
Yeah, he wasn't Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Even when he was on the right side, he was still very volatile.
Which to me makes him the most, which is what makes him interesting to me. But
yeah, but they'd already made X, so.
Yeah, but to me in this, it just showed him as another movement leader that said, "Hey, I'll support you."
And not really.
In this, yes.
Well, I know he kind of supported them, but he kind of backed out his support because Martin Luther King wouldn't go along with his.
That backed him out.
Well, he didn't get shot in the movie.
Not in the movie.
He wasn't killed till 66.
But what I'm saying is that in this film, to me, he was downplayed very much. I don't think he got as much of a story as much of a full character.
I think it showed all the Malcolm X it needed, really. I mean, him and Martin Luther King didn't like each other. They fought, not physically, but they argued about everything. They didn't work together well.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted some more depth.
Same movement, two different ends. I think it showed that.
I don't remember much about Malcolm X in there.
He wasn't in there very much.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know,
I think she just wanted her some more X.
Yeah.
And
Tussie.
You should see X. I didn't say that.
Project X?
No, you shouldn't see that.
I've seen that.
Well, you shouldn't go back and unsee that.
Saw that on FX. Hey.
Well, then you didn't really see it.
Well, one of the things I want to bring out is this is one that is good for any library.
Right.
But if we do have to put out there that, you know, we talked about the opening. That's being pretty violent with the girls, pretty much being
there's
decimated.
Graphic violence, for
but
sure.
In the marches, it shows the people getting beating that were on the march. It's pretty much violent. It shows what mob mentality can do, and it's disturbing, if nothing else. So if you're going to be watching this with younger ones, you might consider that as well, or be ready to explain some stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's be my only caveat to the movie. Otherwise, it's a great historical movie to show, to get across what that time period was
like. If you like April and you're going to be watching Project X, you're straight. You can watch this.
I could watch anything.
This is more mature, but at least it's
I feel like
the violence is sensical.
I feel like I've watched so much. I'm just immune now. Like, you'd really have to. That's your goal.
Find a shock value.
Shock me.
Anything else we want to bring out about the show?
No,
I'm done. Yeah,
Lenny.
I thought
Don't ask Lenny. He'll keep going.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the show is to keep going.
He isn't cutting us off, so obviously we have some time, jerk. April's problem is that if it's not her talking, it's not worth listening to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now that's
I really don't have anything else about the show, but I have a few things about April, so let's go with that. You're a very nice girl. I'm just teasing.
But this is what, like I said, any library should have it in within their collection. If you put it in your private collection, this is one that you have to be a history buff.
Mm-hmm.
Your average moviegoer probably would not put this in their collection, but if you're a history buff and like the historical films, this would be one to put on your shelf as well. I think that's going to do
you're
going to
watch it in high school.
Yeah, you're going to watch it in high school, possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. More probable.
Yeah.
It's a probability.
Rollwood into first grade. What up, kids?
Maybe even middle school in some places.
Yeah.
Did you
it's pretty important. I think that they should show kids this.
Yes.
Not young, but, you know, like high schoolers. I'm just saying, it's not, you know, it's not graphic in a way that, like, it is pretty disturbing. It may make them divert their eyes at parts.
It's
disturbing for the right reasons.
It's not disgusting, just to do
it. It's kind of like the Passion of the Christ.
It's for thought.
I'm not going to go into that.
like
the violence isn't for violence's sake. It's,
comparing the, like comparing Project X and this, I mean, but
there's not much violence in Project X.
Well,
I'll give it that.
But for all the shock,
there is some gnome theft.
For all the shock stuff they have, they're just doing it for the shock of it. They're just doing it for the fun of it to try to get you go.
I have that movie on DVD, and you would have a whole different experience.
Selma is just doing it because this is the facts, and they're trying to get a thought going.
Well, I don't think it's all facts. I think that it's some of it is definitely
fiction,
but based on a true story, the conversation between Greta.
What I'm saying is, like, during all the violent scenes you see,
they're pulling from eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
Well, that part's fact. I'm just talking about, like, the conversation in people's kitchens that were private. They have no way of knowing that.
Part. Right.
True.
And even if J. Edgar Hoover knew, he isn't sharing.
Not at this point in time.
Unless he's here in this room.
And when the Hoover, flag falls, then we'll get to find out what's in the warrant report. Until then, no.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. We enjoyed everybody listening to us. Hope you've been having fun listening. We've been having fun here discussing it. We will see you on the next go-around.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Now the war is not over, victory isn't won. I will fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com.
All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.